I'm feeling compelled to record this podcast this morning as I'm on my way to Birmingham. I'm actually stuck in traffic and I am on hands-free. It's safe for me to record. You might hear the sat-nav kicking in every now and again, giving me instructions. Not that I'm actually going anywhere very fast. I'm stuck in rush hour Birmingham traffic. Now, I had to set off at 6 o'clock this morning and I'm not a morning person, but I was really excited about getting up. I was excited because what I'm going to today really matters to me. It's the NAPSE conference, Pastoral Care in the 21st Century. So NAPSE stands for the National Association for Pastoral Care and Education. It's really important to me. Because although I'm not a teacher, I do a lot of work in schools with pupils, teachers and even parents working on happiness and even laughter yoga workshops. The reason I do this is because happiness is absolutely crucial to everything we try and achieve in life, and particularly when we look at secondary school children at about age 14 and above, the stress really begins to kick in and the worries about their future. And we are now facing what has been called a crisis in health, in mental health for young people, where 9.8% of all school-aged children between the ages of 5 and 16 in the UK have a diagnosed mental health disorder. That is horrifying. So it is really important to me that I do my bit through the speaking and the workshops and the laughter yoga, and that pastoral care is something very, very important in schools. It's not just about grades, but if we look after the mental health, the grades actually will follow. So this is why it's so important to me. This is why it didn't matter that I had to get up early, even though I'm not a morning person and I don't like getting up early. And then my eldest daughter, Charlie, wasn't feeling very well. She's got a long commute to school, so she was debating whether she could make it there because she was feeling a bit queasy, but she's missed some time off school already because she has been unwell on and off, and it's really important, she's in year 12, that she actually gets there. So she made the decision that I'm very proud of, to actually go to school and see how it goes. And that's a mature decision. She's getting to that age now at 17 where she needs to kind of make the decision, am I going to be well enough? Can I get through the day and that kind of thing? And that delayed me a little bit. Then I realised a little bit of poor planning on my part. I'd not got enough fuel in my car to actually do the full journey, so I had to stop for fuel. So I actually ended up setting off closer to 6:30 than 6 o'clock. Hence, I'm now stuck in rush hour traffic. I may have been stuck anyway, who knows? But I thought, you know, 6 o'clock is probably early enough to set off for an 8:45 registration, when it should take about 2 hours to get here. Now, why am I rambling on about my traffic and being stuck? Well, I'm rambling on about this because as I left the house this morning, it was glorious. It was the most gorgeous sunrise I've seen in a very long time. Brilliantly blue sky with really fascinating, interesting, beautiful cloud formations. Big orange glowing ball of sunshine in the sky, very low in the sky, lighting up the horizon. And in fact, when I listened to Radio 2 later on, and I was listening to the Chris Evans Breakfast Show, and somebody on the team described it in terms of the scene that they saw in London as... There goes my sat-nav again. Somebody described it as... it looks like London has a new hair colour. And I thought that was a brilliant description. It looked like Doncaster, where I was setting off from, had a new hair colour this morning. It was simply magnificent. And it struck me, happiness is in these little deliberate observations. I talk a lot about the little happiness ingredients. There goes the sat-nav again. And I talk about the little happiness ingredients. In fact, I'm running the major global little happiness ingredients project at the moment, the results of which I will be unveiling on International Day of Happiness next week on the 20th of March. But this is it. This is the ultimate little happiness ingredient. Making the most of the day, grabbing it with both hands, deciding it's going to be a great day, and making those deliberate observations about the glorious day ahead, about the colour of the sky, the smells in the air, spring being in the air, all of these little things that we may bypass if we decide to get up grumpy. and concerned about the fact that it's an early morning and a long drive and no doubt lots of traffic and roadworks ahead. I actually chose to enjoy the journey and to enjoy listening to the radio and having the opportunity to listen to the radio for a few hours rather than a few snippets of 15, 20 minutes here and there. And I'm really looking forward to the day. So whatever you're doing today, whatever you're doing tomorrow, the rest of the week, think about these deliberate observations. Think about your little happiness ingredients, the things you enjoy doing. Pay attention to the moment and live it and enjoy it, because the next moment, it'll be gone, but then you can pay attention to that moment as well. So have a fantastic day, have a fantastic rest of the week, and keep working on your happiness.